Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each Friday, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great, as always. It's my favorite time of the week. But before we can play this week's show, we've got to clear up last week's challenge.
Why don't you remind us what you gave us?
Start with the term bearded collie. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a two-word phrase, six letters, seven letters, describing what you might have to do to read an unfamiliar language. What is that phrase?
You might have to decode Braille.
Nicely done.
All right, Ian, on August 19th, 1909, the first automobile race was held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. 15 drivers entered the race, four of which finished. Two land speed records were set, but safety concerns caused the rest of the day's events to be canceled. 2 years later, the first running of the race that came to be known as the Indy 500 was held. To commemorate that first auto race in Indianapolis, this week our questions are about the number 500.
Okay.
In the 2012 version of Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, five of the top 20 and four of the top 10, including the album at number one, were recorded by what band?
I will say the Beatles.
That is correct. You want to take a guess at what the number one is?
White Album?
Nope.
Sgt. Pepper's.
Yes. A list of the largest corporations by revenue has been published since 1955, and while it originally included only companies in manufacturing, mining, and energy, it now encompasses companies in all fields. What magazine publishes this annual list of 500 companies?
Forbes?
Nope.
Oh, Fortune.
Fortune 500,
yeah,
yes. The Fortune 500. That is it, yes. The Fortune 500 is correct. And since 2008, the top three companies on that list have been in some order: Walmart, ExxonMobil, and Chevron. Often the highest valued regularly used coin in the world, depending on exchange rates, the 500 yen coin was first minted in Japan in 1982 when it replaced the 500 yen note. In addition to the standard issue coin, numerous commemorative 500 yen coins have been minted over the years, including three in 1997 that feature different sports that were struck in advance of what event that took place the following February?
The Nagano Olympics.
That's right, the Winter Olympics in Nagano. There are 27 members of Major League Baseball's 500 Home Run Club. Of those, two players are still active. One of them is Albert Pujols of the Angels. Which player, who has announced he will retire after the current season, is the other, and is the most recent of the active members to reach the 500 mark, doing so in September of 2015?
That's David Ortiz.
It is Mr. David Ortiz. And as a bonus fact, the most recent member of that list to retire, Mr. Alex Rodriguez, is the youngest player to ever hit 500 home runs. He was 32 years and 8 days old. And finally, in the system of Roman numerals, D represents the number 500. In that system, how many C's are in a D?
I have no idea. I don't know my Roman numerals. How many C's are in a D?
Yep. Benjamin Franklin might have some.
Oh, C's 100, yeah. So 5.
Yes, because C is 100, D is 500, you do the math. Will any questions make it to show number 500? Taking all bets at WAMC.org.
Or you can see this week's questions another time at WAMC.org/anyquestions, where you can also find some extra credit and this week's challenge. M is for Mike.
Funny you should say that. Think of an eight-letter word starting with M for numbers that automobile drivers might be concerned with. Add a double D somewhere in the word, and the result will be a two-word phrase, six letters, four letters, for a time when there weren't any automobiles. What is the word, and what is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I will get to work on that challenge, and I'll be studying my Roman numerals, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you next week.